From the Financial Times in London, I'm Emiko Terrazzone, and this is FT News. The boss of Gunvor, one of the world's biggest oil traders, has awarded himself a bumper $1 billion dividend to sever ties to a former Russian business partner who is the subject of US sanctions. Chief Executive Torbjörn Tornqvist used a special dividend to settle a debt owed to Gennady Timchenko, an oligarch with close ties to the Kremlin. On the line with me to tell the story is Neil Hume, our commodities editor. Neil, how much did the boss of Gunvor owe his former Russian business partner and why?
Well, it's never been precisely clear what he owed him. We think there were three payments to settle the outstanding debt with Mr. Timchenko. And we think, based on the net asset value of the company, that he might have owed him something between $1.5 billion, perhaps a touch more. But it's never actually been disclosed. Now, he owed him this money because a couple of days before the sanctions were announced against Mr. Timchenko, his links to President Putin, he sold his stake to Mr. Tornqvist. Obviously, at the time, Mr. Tornqvist didn't have the money to hand to pay him all of the amount that was due. So they came to an arrangement whereby he would repay him in time the monies that was owed. And the conclusion of that happened this year with the special $1 billion dividend payment, which he used to settle the outstanding debt to his former business partner.
Okay. And how long were they business partners for, and why did they go their separate ways?
Well, we can sort of trace their involvement as business partners all the way back to 1997 when they started trading in Russian oil. Mr. Tornqvist was a former BP oil trader, knew the industry very well. And Mr. Timchenko was a businessman with activities in St. Petersburg. So from those roots, that business partnership, they went on to found Gunvor in about 2000. Gunvor grew quite quickly using its Russian roots. At one point, it controlled around a third of the country's seaborne exports, which is quite a chunk of the market. Now, they decided to go their separate ways just before the sanctions were announced, probably in the year before. It seems that Mr. Timchenko wanted the business to remain focused on Russia, but Mr. Tornqvist had grander ambitions for the company. He wanted to create a global commodity trading business that could compete with the likes of Glencore, Vitol, Trafigura and Mercuria. So there was a sort of parting of the ways there. And really, this divorce almost was sort of set in train even before the sanctions came along. But that really accelerated the process.
But Neil, how can an oil trader afford such a massive dividend payment?
Well, last year was a very good year for the industry. All of the companies made at or near record profits. The volatility in the oil price presented lots of valuable opportunities to make money. But in Gunvor's case, yes, they traded well. They had a good operational performance, but also they sold a lot of assets last year. After coming to the agreement to buy out Mr. Timchenko's stake, Mr. Tornqvist decided that it was time to get rid of their Russian asset base, really scale it back. So they owned one asset called Ust-Luga, which is possibly the world's biggest oil terminal, certainly one of them. And they sold that to a local Russian industrialist. We think they recorded over $1.5 billion of profit from that one transaction alone. So combined, those sales with a decent operating performance last year gives you an idea of why they were able to afford to pay $1 billion out as a dividend payment.
And will this latest arrangement resolve the issue, or will Gunvor still face problems with the US sanctions?
Well, I think for a time now, Gunvor has been seen, I think, as sort of divorced from Mr. Timchenko. Obviously, there was this loan outstanding, but banks have been financing it. Counterparties have still been trading with it. But this really does, once and for all, put any idea that this company is connected with a sanctioned individual close to Mr. Putin to bed. He's been bought out. There's no debts outstanding. This is now a sort of an international business based in Geneva that doesn't have any links to its former Russian business partner.
Thank you, Neil. That was very interesting. If you'd like to read more on this story, please go to ft.com/commodities.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin for a new edition of the Capital Ideas Podcast. In unscripted conversations with investment professionals, you'll hear real stories about successes and lessons learned, informed by decades of investment experience. It's your look inside one of the world's largest asset managers. New episodes are available monthly. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Invest 30 minutes in an episode today. Published by American Funds Distributors, Inc.